time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
House Republicans have floated a one-month spending bill aimed at keeping the government open past Friday night's deadline until February 16th. The plan would extend the children's health insurance program for 6 years as a way to lure Democratic votes and would delay some Obamacare funding streams to try to win Republican support. The continuing resolution offers no fix for DACA. Stay tuned. Former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon invoked executive privilege and refused to answer the House Intelligence Committee's questions during a closed-door hearing on Tuesday. Congressman Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the committee, told MSNBC's Chris Hayes that Bannon was being gagged by the White House.
He was brought before the committee on a voluntary basis, but he quickly informed through his counsel the committee that he was not going to answer questions that pertain to meetings, conversations, events, etc., that took place either during the transition or while he was part of the administration. And what's more, we would later learn, that would be extended to even after he left the White House concerning conversations that he may have had with the president. This was characterized as a result of his being there voluntarily. He's there of his own volition and therefore could refuse to answer questions based on what the White House instructed him to do. We then were able to promptly provide him with a subpoena, and they went back to the White House and got the same instruction back again. Basically, we don't care whether it's under compulsory process or voluntary basis. We're instructing you effectively putting in place a gag rule saying you can't talk about what happened while you were in the transition team or in the White House.
Reports surfaced Tuesday afternoon that Bannon was also issued a grand jury subpoena by special counsel Robert Mueller.
This morning, Steve Bannon back in the spotlight after a marathon 11-hour meeting with House investigators looking into Russian election meddling Tuesday. Now, new details about the days leading up to that testimony. According to a source familiar with the matter, FBI agents showed up at Bannon's home last week, hoping to serve him a subpoena from the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Bannon directed the FBI to contact his new attorney, according to two sources, teeing up what could be a face-to-face encounter between the former White House chief strategist and Mueller's team. Meanwhile, two sources familiar with Tuesday's hearing on Capitol Hill tells NBC News Bannon told the House Intelligence Committee the White House told him not to answer questions about his time working alongside the president, that prompting the committee to issue a subpoena of its own, demanding more information.
This is the broadest effort to effectively gag a witness that we have seen.
As Bannon was refusing to answer questions, the new Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, was testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, denying she remembered hearing the vulgarities the president allegedly spewed at a White House meeting on Thursday. Cory Booker is a new member of the committee, and he appeared on MSNBC's All In Tuesday night.
Senator, you were there in that hearing room today with the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Do you believe she was truthful with you?
I do not. I think that her artful dodges, her hedging was insulting. And not just insulting because she wasn't being truthful in a Senate hearing, but because she was trying to cover up for the vile and bigoted words of the President of the United States, which is not just words that go away or words that disappear. We have a history replete with people who were just bystanders when folks were doing things that were dangerous. And when the President of the United States has ignorance and bigotry allied with power, it gives license. Those words fester. They give people permission to do things that are despicable. And so for her to be silent, it's unacceptable.
Saying that some people just have great genes, presidential physician Dr. Ronnie Jackson shared the results of Trump's first physical since he took office at a press conference Tuesday.
The president's overall health is excellent. His cardiac performance during his physical exam was very good. A lot of things across the board. He's very healthy. His bilateral uncorrected vision is 20/30. I mean, he can drive if he wants to without glasses. And I had absolutely no concerns about his cognitive ability. The president is mentally very, very, very sharp, very intact. There's no indication whatsoever that he has any cognitive issues. Dental exam, he has healthy teeth and gums. There were no other dental findings. The president has no partial or indentures of any kind.
No heart problems, no dementia, no dentures. But did you test for racism? So it turns out, according to the official White House doctor, Trump is completely sane, which makes me more worried because that means he's doing all of this shit on purpose. Because to us, the non-experts, the only thing that looks healthy about Donald Trump is that he's shaped like a food pyramid, right? To say that his health is excellent, it's like medicine is gaslighting us now. I mean, how is this even possible?
Explain to me how a guy who eats McDonald's and fried chicken and all those Diet Cokes and who never exercises is in as good a shape as you say he's in.
It's called genetics. I don't know. It's some people have, just great genes. You know, I told the president that if he had a healthier diet over the last 20 years, he might live to be 200 years old.
My God! If you think Trump is racist at 71, imagine how racist he'll be when he's 200.
I got the good. And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.